KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers possible this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, a high of 91 with a heat advisory in effect beginning at 1 o'clock and lasting through late Friday evening. Good evening or morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In the news, the rising Missouri River is anticipated to crest near 29.2 feet by 1 o'clock today, prompting local officials to implement preparedness actions. Since Monday, officials of the Council Bluffs City and the Pottawatomie County have implemented actions to monitor, assess, and respond to any conditions or emergencies prompted by any flooding along the Missouri River. The National Weather Service has placed Pottawatomie County under a flood warning along the Missouri River. Minor flooding is anticipated, with the forecast crest creeping just above flood stage. Doug Reed, Pott County Emergency Management Director, said Wednesday the latest trends have shown a decrease in the expected crest, and we're hopeful that the trend will continue, but we're prepared if things should change. Several agencies from the City of Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County are actively engaged in coordinating preparedness efforts as they monitor the event, according to Reed. Gifford Road and Tom Hannafin's River Edge Park are closed in the city, with the Narrows River Park closed in Goosehaven Loop in rural Pott County, covered in water after the surveys were conducted early Wednesday. City and county crews are continuing to survey areas along the river, preparing for additional road closures should they become necessary, and are prepared to take emergency action should conditions worsen. All residents, according to Reed, should sign up for that emergency alert from Pott County, part of the Iowa Alert Network, and that'll be the primary means of distributing emergency evacuation orders should they be needed, along with critical public information and other important messages before, during, and after an emergency or disaster. To register and stay up to date with flooding, you can visit the website www.pottcounty-ia.gov. Deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit arrested a Pottawatomie County man early this morning following a narcotics investigation. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the K-9 unit had been conducting an investigation on 40-year-old Richard Lee Lang of Council Bluffs for the delivery of methamphetamine at the Sapp Brothers truck stop in Percival and the Casey's General Store in Tabor. Deputies were able to apprehend Lang while he was delivering more methamphetamine at the truck stop this morning. And Lang was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being charged with two counts of delivery of methamphetamine. His bond was set at $200,000. Police in Creston report 25-year-old Connor Doige of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of simple domestic assault. Doige was subsequently released on a promise to appear in court. And a woman residing in the 400 block of North Oak Street in Creston reported to police Wednesday morning that someone had stolen her pit bull mix dog from the woman's yard. The incident happened sometime between 11 and 11:20 a.m. Wednesday. The animal was described as being a female, white with black spots, and wearing a pink collar. The loss was estimated at $1,000. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that a Cass County man had been arrested Tuesday following a traffic stop on I-80 westbound near the 16-mile marker. 24-year-old Brandon Lee Serrano of Cumberland was arrested at around 4 p.m. Tuesday on a charge of driving while barred. A man from Kansas was arrested in the vicinity of Old Lincoln Highway and Prairie Lane Tuesday evening. Authorities following up on a report of a man carrying a knife arrested 48-year-old Corey J. Walker of Atchison, Kansas, for possession of drug paraphernalia. Walker was in possession of a broken glass pipe and a small folding knife at the time of his arrest. And 29-year-old Daniel Marcus McGowan of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 6:10 p.m. Tuesday in Pottawatomie County on a warrant out of Council Bluffs for a probation violation. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a man and a 12-year-old girl were killed when a tractor rolled over in Western Iowa. The accident occurred Saturday evening about 3 miles north of Rolfe. Investigators say a man lost control of the tractor, which rolled on top of him and the girl when it ran into a roadside ditch. Pocahontas County Sheriff Brian Larson said the girl just wanted a simple tractor ride, and it went horribly wrong. The man has been identified as 46-year-old Glenn Winthers, who lived in Rolfe. His passenger was identified as Veda Mae Clocky, who also lived in Clocky. 22 Iowans have applied with the State Judicial Nominating Commission to fill a vacancy on the Iowa Supreme Court that will occur when Justice Bruce Zagar retires September 3rd of this year. One of the applicants, according to the Iowa Judicial Branch, is Susan Christensen, District Court Judge for the 4th Judicial District in Harlan. The Nominating Commission will meet Monday, July 9th in the Iowa Supreme Court courtroom on the fourth floor of the Judicial Branch building to interview the applicants. The public is invited to observe the interviews in the courtroom. Those interviews will also be streamed live live and the videos archived on the Iowa Judicial Branch's YouTube channel for those unable to observe in person. A schedule of the interviews will be posted as well on a website, to the link to which you can find under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. It's rather lengthy. Immediately following the interviews, the commission will begin deliberations to select a slate of three nominees from the group of applicants. Once the commission selects its slate of nominees, the commission will move forward those names to the governor. The governor will then have 30 days in which to appoint the new justice. The commission welcomes written comments from the public about the qualifications of any of the applicants, and comments must be submitted to the secretary of the commission by the conclusion of all the interviews. Iowa's senior senator will play a major role in the selection of a new U.S. Supreme Court justice, and two Iowans are on the list of potential picks for the court that the White House released last year. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa Supreme Court Justice Edward Mansfield and Iowa City native Stephen Culleton, who's a federal judge, are on the list of potential U.S. Supreme Court nominees for Trump's second choice for the Supreme Court. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley chairs the Senate committee that conducts hearings on the president's judicial nominees. Grassley says he expects Trump to act soon, and a hearing will be held in the weeks ahead. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Grassley was involved in denying a Senate hearing to President Obama's third nominee to the court back in 2016 after a Supreme Court justice died. The Republican leader in the U.S. Senate said there will be a vote this fall on Trump's second Supreme Court nominee. The Senate's Democratic leader said voters should have a say, and the decision should be delayed until after the November election. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation for three counties in the northwest corner of the state in response to flooding and severe weather that began in mid-June. The proclamation allows state resources to be used in Buena Vista, Cherokee, and Webster counties and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant and Disaster Case Management programs. The Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes of up to 200% of the federal poverty level. The money can be used for such things as home and car repairs, temporary housing expenses, or replacement of clothing or food. Disaster Case Management offers case managers to work with clients to create a disaster recovery plan and provide guidance, advice, and referral to obtain a service or resource. An Iowa man who received child pornography has pleaded guilty to the charge in federal court in Sioux City. Federal prosecutors say 27-year-old Joe Elliott Sinnott of Milford was convicted Tuesday of one count of receiving child porn. In a plea agreement, Sinnott admitted that from January through April, he knowingly used a messenger app to receive child pornography. He also admitted to receiving fully nude photographs of a 15-year-old girl that he met in person in Minnesota last year. Sinnott will remain in custody until his sentencing at a later date when he faces up to 20 years in prison. And a Mason City caretaker is accused of sexually assaulting two of his clients. Cerro Gordo County court records say 19-year-old Wasfi Alshara is charged with two felony counts of sexual abuse. He remained in jail this morning. The records say Alshara raped one of his clients November 21st and sexually assaulted another in a group home on June the 8th. The records also say Alshara worked for an unidentified company that provides caretaking services. And a nursing assistant accused of sexually abusing patients at a Northeast Iowa mental health facility has pleaded guilty. Fayette County District Court records say 44-year-old Carolyn Weidrich of Sumner entered a plea Monday to sexual exploitation by a counselor or therapist. She was given 2 to 5 years of probation and ordered to register as a sex offender. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.